This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Hi there, everybody. You're locked into FUBAR Radio and I'm Harriet Rose. We've got a proper girl power show for you today. And we've got some wonderful girl guests coming in. We have Caswell, Folly Ray, Dakota and Ananya Berla is going to be coming in to chat about her new single. They're all up-and-coming artists. Actually, Ananya is really incredible, speaking of her. She became, after two platinum-selling singles, she became the first woman in India to be to have that accolade with English songs. This woman is incredible. She also runs her own charities, and she's going to be talking to us about her fourth single today. Plus, we've got Dakota, who's going to be chatting about her new single. Folly Ray's got a really, really cool film out, actually, that I watched last night that you can check out. But don't do that until the end of the show. And Caswell will be our first guest in just a minute. Before that, though, another lady for you, Nicki Minaj. She's going to be releasing her brand new fourth album, Queen, on August 10th. Originally, it was coming out on June 15th, but she told everyone a little while ago this year that it was going to be delayed, which can only mean that it's going to be better than it would have been if it had come out on June 15th, don't you think? Plus, it's 2 days after my birthday, so it's like a sort of late birthday present for me. It's been almost 4 years since The Pink Print, her last album, and this song, which I'm going to play next, is a banger, features her best friend Lil Wayne. It's called Rich Sex. Now, if anyone knows what rich sex is, I would love to know the ins and outs of it. Because I think not literally the ins and outs, because that's too much information. But yeah, the song appears to be about only having sex with people that have the same monetary worth as you. Not sure if that is the vibe, so tweet me at FUBAR Radio if I'm wrong. But have a listen. The beat's banging.
Full blown. Ron Rich, Prince.
Yo,
Mula.
Yo,
yeah.
Hey yo, I know what these niggas like, and it ain't my charm. I ain't stupid. This 250 on my arm. I like money more than dick, nigga. That's a fact. You think pussy's everything? Well, let's have a chat. Ass out, pussy fat. Point me to a rich nigga. Who gon' Rico Ace me paying for my money, Mitch, nigga? I'ma help him fuck the checkup. I'ma run the business. If your girl don't get it poppin', put me on your wish list. Hit list. Now we sending gifts like if it's Christmas. He say, baby, every day we boilin'. I say, swish, swish. Got him callin' nonstop, cause he don't wanna miss this. I said, don't panic, keep the faith, nigga. Big bitch, if you know your pussy worth a binge truck, rich sex. Don't let homie fuck unless it's bands up, rich sex. Go to DR, get that fat transfer, rich sex. It ain't such a thing as broken handsome, rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex.
Lil' mama says she only fucking on a rich dick. I come in her face and tell her, now you looking rich, bitch. Her friend in the other room, why can I get a witness? We could have some rich sex, can I have no rich kiss? Facts, all my bitches have no limits. Fuck her in a helicopter, now she screaming, sky's the limit. Fuck her in a drop top, now she screaming, sky's the limit. Send her back to who she with, now she screaming, why I'm with him, damn. Lil' mama says she only sucking on a rich dick. Make you put your money where your mouth at, that's some lipstick. Let's fuck on the money before we count that, that's some rich shit. Pussy smell like money when I'm down there, that's some nigga shit.
If you know your pussy worth a binge truck, rich sex. Don't let homie fuck unless it's bands up, rich sex. Go to DR, get that fat transfer, rich sex. It ain't such a thing as broken handsome, rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin', rich sex. If you let that broke nigga fuck, we tellin'.
Jamma, silly cunt.
Got bricks too. The rich get richer, that's my ritual. Rich crew, link my bitch too. Matt took the Wraith, me and Tune flow.
I don't even know where we going these days, where we landing. Queen, where we going again?
To the moon, Alice, the Goon Palace.
We don't get fly, we take flight.
Ooh.
jam out, you silly cunt.
You mad doggy? You mad doggy?
That's Nicki Minaj featuring Lil Wayne and Gemma Collins. Rich sex. Rich sex. I feel like Gemma Collins is the kind of person to have rich sex. Do you know what I mean? Basically basing that whole theory on her new book that she's released called The GC, How to Be a Diva. Now, we've all ordered a copy in the Foobar Radio offices, but shouts to Gemma.
Gemma, you silly cunt.
For that. Hopefully she's given us some tips about how to deliver your best swear words to people in the Gemma Collins way, in the How to Be a Diva book. You can also buy that in stores now, and check it out on her Twitter, www.twitter.com with Gemma Collins. Just one more of those.
Gemma, you silly cunt.
Now, as I said, lots of exciting things on today's show. Really looking forward to chatting to four absolutely incredibly and talented girls. The new music that's coming out at the moment from the ladies is pretty fly. And on that, last week we had our champion, which was celebrating LGBT Pride Month. And I, as we chatted about it last week, but we didn't play it, I thought I'd play King Princess's new song. It's called Talia, and it's got a really amazing, fun, interesting, weird video. She's a really exciting person. I talked a lot about her last week, so I won't go on about it. But this is her brand new track. Well, it's her most recent track. Well, it's one of the ones that she's released from her new EP. So you can go and check out the EP now, buy it, stream it, all of the above. This is Talia. Go check out the video after the show. But let us know what you think at Foobar Radio.
Hey, man. Buried you a month or two ago. I keep thinking that you're standing on my floor, that you're waiting there for me. Hey, my love, you've walked out 100 times. How was I supposed to know this time that you wouldn't come, that you wouldn't come home? But for drinks I'm wasted, I can see you dancing. Took my bestest friends away, and in this mess I think I dug 1,000 graves. Talia, I hope you're happy anyway. But for drinks I'm wasted, I can see you dancing. At the foot of my bed, if I drink enough, I can taste your lipstick. I can lay down next to you, but it's all in my head. But for drinks I'm wasted, I can see you dancing. Wake up next. to you.
Hi, I'm Mabel, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
I just want you to focus on my love. Just focus on my. Just want you to focus on my love. Just focus, focus.
I just want you to focus. Pull me in, pull me closer. Give me that diagnosis. Blow my mind like explosions. Just one touch leaves me helpless. On repeat like it's endless. But she's turned to a white dress. Looks so good, damn, you did this, yeah.
I just want you to focus on my love. Just focus on my. I just want you to focus on my love. Just focus on my. I just want you to focus on my love. Just focus on my. Just focus.
Better keep your composure like you tryna earn that diploma. Do it over and over, yeah. Make it pop Coca-Cola. Keep it hot Barcelona. Bedsheets turned to a white dress. Looks so good when I'm naked, yeah.
I just want you to focus on my love. Just focus on my. I just want you to focus on my love. Just focus on my. I just want you to focus on my love. Just focus on my. Just focus.
Charlie XCX, that is part of a brand new double single that she just dropped, No Angel and Focus, together. Classic me again, letting my phone go off in the studio. Listen, it's just going to happen every week, so I think we all need to move on. Charlie XCX, as I was saying, Focus is produced by a longtime collaborator and head of PC music, A.G. Cook. He produced the last two of her cult classic mixtapes. Now, Hannah, my AP, is literally weeing her knickers next door because she loves Charlie XCX. So she's very pleased that we've played her. And she likes King Princess too. So it's a double whammy for you today. As a double whammy for Nat, later on we'll be playing her favourite song by Hugh Grant from Notting Hill, the actor. Not really, because I'm not going to be playing that song. Because it's not only because it's not new music, Nat. So if he releases something that comes into the charts, you know, that's pop and R&B related, then that's going to be the first song I play. That track was played first in May live by A.G. Cook and Charlie at Form Festival. Fans have been demanding the studio version, and here it is. Hannah specifically was the main fan behind that wave. So congratulations to Charlie. She's back in the game. I feel like that's got the same kind of hook that Boys had. It's on that same flex that actually I feel, because a lot of her music that she brings out, it's all very, very different. Some of it's like more chill. Some of it's more dancey. And this is another classic pop record. Love a bit of Charlie as well. Make sure you check out Bitches that she features on that we chatted about last week. If you didn't hear that, by the way, go back and have a listen to our LGBT LGBTQ plus Pride Month champion special because it was lovely. Now, I'm going to play some more music. This is Bondac's his new track. It's called Real Thing. I'm really excited about this. It's featuring Andrea Triana. SG Lewis actually gave it some love on Twitter, and we're going to be talking about him a little bit later on the show. You can catch the video. It's out now. It's the first single from their debut album coming out 29th of July. The video is directed by Time-Based Arts, and it's really beautiful. I want you to go and watch it because the whole thing is like, it's quite emotional actually, and quite stunning. Well shot, brilliant video, which is what I love about the music industry these days. It's becoming so 360. We're not just getting the songs, we're getting all the lovely little accoutrements that come along with them. So this is Real Thing, Bondac. Everyone's loving it, banging it. I think it's going to be a nice little summer tune.
Fascinated by the way you make me feel when we're alone, so unbelievable, baby. I've been spending all my money buying things to make me look so pretty, so I can be the one to take you home. 'Cause I've been searching, been looking out for you, but everywhere I turn, babe, I seem to fall into you. And I've been waiting for my cue, but everywhere I turn, babe, I seem to fall into you.
This is Reggie Snow, and I'm chilling with Harriet Rose. This is Fubar Radio. What's good?
Murder on the beat, so it's not. VIP my squad. Yeah. Drop off all the game. Yeah. VIP the lane. VIP the chain. Squad. VIP my squad. Yeah. Drop off all the game. VIP the lane. Yeah. VIP the chain. Yeah, caller alert. Little bit of bitch on caller alert. Yeah, caller alert. Go get the flower when I'm calling a merc. Yeah, pop it come first. I with the baby gon' birth. Yeah, I bought a clan. I bought a clan, then one of my verbs. This shit bigger than you. I'm taking on a new path. Making them bitch take a bath. Little bit of bitch do the math. Yeah, little nigga, who are you? Must be bulletproof. This shit bigger than you. This shit bigger than you.
Chain chain so big, shoulda came with a kickstand. Fuck with me, I got a real taint on the hit, man. Barely came up out the mud like quicksand. I show you how to get meals, nigga, that's a meal plan. Now, yeah, ring the alarm. Cardio braces on all of my arm. Yeah, halo my son, in the wood chair and I still perform. I don't make excuses, you know that I'm hungry and still got a juice. You set a dog like a Cleo, I set a dog like a Boost.
Yeah, follow alert, little bit of bitch on caller alert. Yeah, follow alert, go get the file when I'm calling a merc. Yeah, topic come first, I with the baby gon' birth. Yeah, I bought a clan, then one of my verse. This shit bigger than you, I'm taking on a new path. Making them bitch take a bath, little bit of bitch do the math. Little nigga, who are you? Must be bulletproof. This shit bigger than you, this shit bigger than you.
Young Champagne checking in, man. Titty boy shit ringing off. Remember I was on prepaid, I would act like my shit was ringing off. Remember shorty told me she thought the rap's good, but the singing's off. Watch on Young Dro now, man. Boy, you ain't shit blinging off. Where the racks at? Rack. All I know is they keep coming to me like a flashback, nigga. What?
What?
Half a million out in Vegas, it ain't all blackjack, nigga. No.
No.
Sinatra, but we can never be the Rat Pack, nigga. No.
Yeah, caller alert. Little bit of bitch on caller alert. Yeah, caller alert. Go get the file when I'm calling a merc. Yeah, profit come first. I whip the baby gon' birth.
With it.
Yeah, I bought a clan. I bought a clan, then one of my verse.
This shit bigger than you.
I'm taking on a new path. Making them bitch take a bath. Little bit of bitch do the math. Little nigga, who are you? Must be bulletproof. This shit bigger than you. This shit bigger than you.
Touchscreen on my cars, vintage one or two. I just bought a watch that's plain like a Dickie suit. I sipped some red wine and chased it with the 42. They asked me what I call millions. Coming soon, yeah. I just cashed out. I ain't got time for a beef, I'm a cash cow. When I was a juvie, I made them back out. It was 400 degrees, you would've passed out.
Yeah, caller alert. Little bit of bitch on caller alert. Yeah, caller alert. Go get the file when I'm calling a merc. Yeah, profit come first. I with the baby gon' birth.
With it.
Yeah, I bought a clan. I bought a clan, then one of my verse.
This shit bigger than you.
I'm taking on a new path. Making them bitch take a bath. Little bit of bitch do the math. Little nigga, who are you?
Who you?
Must be bulletproof. This shit bigger than you. This shit bigger than you.
VIP my squad, drop off all the game. VIP the lane, VIP the chain. VIP my squad, drop off all the game. VIP the lane.
Bigger than you. 2 Chainz featuring Drake and Quavo. Caswell's in the studio with me.
Hey, Harriet, how are you?
I'm very, very well. How are you?
Yes, yes, not too bad. I think it's nice and cool up here.
I know. We like to keep this room like an icebox.
Yeah, I'm liking that. I'm feeling it.
Keeping everyone very fresh. Now, your brand new single, Everyone Knows, is out.
It is indeed.
Stream it, buy it, watch it.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Do it. It's kind of like a satirical, sad song in a way. It's like a Tinder generation commentary, right?
Oh, that's really like interesting to hear, actually. Yeah, I always love hearing what other people kind of get from the song. So.
Yeah, it was a reflection of the generation now where it's a difficult time to like, you're sort of told how a relationship should be. And this is how it should work. And actually, you kind of have that thing sometimes where you feel like you should be in a relationship just for the sake of it.
Totally, yeah. I guess I kind of wanted to write a song. There's so many love songs out there and there's so many things that have been said by many an artist. And I kind of wanted to talk about like that kind of like the kind of like sad bit of being in a relationship and why some people are in relationships, because you do see it, and the kind of like older you get, the more that you see that people are in these unhappy relationships because they feel this pressure from society. But then on the other side of the coin, there's also this aspect of people not being like, you know, because the standards are so high, like you said, the Tinder generation, you know, everyone's disposable. And I think you want so much from a relationship that maybe, you know, it's like it's unachievable, kind of the standards that we set for ourselves. And maybe that will always mean that we're kind of unhappy.
Yeah, and also I think, you know, that's why songs like Single Ladies by Beyonce. Yeah. We need those songs. And we need songs like this where it's like, I'm taking the piss out of the fact that you think I should do this one thing when I'm not going to do it, you know?
Yeah.
How dare you suggest...
Thank you.
That being a single yeah. lady is not is a problem. Because yeah. it's not. It's awesome.
Absolutely. Well, I was single for 3 years and I'm a waitress as well. Like, that's how kind of like my part-time work as well as being a musician. And I used to get all of these kind of like older men being like, oh, you're still single, like, you know, you've not found anyone, almost like it's you failed in some way, like, oh, clearly no one's chosen you, as opposed to the fact that you can choose to be single and it be a positive thing.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it, actually, yeah. the way we view it. And I think things like Love Island as well kind of perpetuate. I mean, I'm really enjoying Love Island, actually. I wasn't watching it until the other day, and then I started watching
it.
Oh, no,
and I was like, sucked in, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But do you watch it?
I watched the last season, but I specifically told myself, like, I can't do that again, because it's that thing, you watch one episode, and then it's, like, hooked. So yeah. I just had
and
to
also,
tell myself,
isn't it, like, every day?
It's every day, like, an hour, and I just thought, you know, I kind of want to be productive. It's festival yeah. season, got to yeah. be on it.
But it's kind of like that, isn't it? Because they're all in there, and it's that stress of, like, I don't know, you can just pour the poor little things. You can see that it's like really high stress, like dating in front of a camera. But like also it's what it's that is the opposite side of it, because that is they're going in there knowing it is kind of fun and it's not like forever. It doesn't have to be forever. And it's just a.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah.
In a way, it's a kind of similar to your song, because it's like they're kind of taking, you know, taking it into their own hands and saying, well, we're just going to have a bit of fun with it.
Yeah.
It's the follow-up to The Shadow Aspect.
Yes, so that was my EP that I released at the end of last year in October.
Yeah, and which did really well.
Yeah, no, it was really great to put out a body of music, because I put out quite a few singles last year. EP's obviously, you know, a bit of a step forward. And then I've got a new single coming out next Friday on the 13th
wow.
as well.
So what's that called?
So that one's called Lie to Me. And basically with that one, I don't know if you've read the children's book Going on a Bear Hunt, but it was
no,
like
no I haven't.
Yeah, it's like this picture book that I loved when I was a kid, and it was
cute.
Kind of like popular, and I kind of like wrote a song as like a nostalgic kind of throwback to wanting to return to childhood. So it's quite a summery one, and I wasn't actually expecting to put it out, and I was like, oh, it's kind of like I write a lot of sad songs and this one's not that sad, so I was like, I need to get out in the summer, really, don't I? So yeah. The spur of the moment.
So you're definitely more of a sad song than a happy song girl at the moment.
I think so. And it's weird because, I don't know, lots of people think I'm a happy person, but the way that I kind of use music for myself is to get out all of those, like, darker
yeah,
things.
The bits that you don't want to talk about.
Exactly.
And are you going to be releasing another EP this year, or are you just going to wait and see how the singles do?
So I'm actually planning an EP release for the early next year.
Wow.
Hopefully February, yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah, should be good.
And you went on tour with Arlissa.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
Now, she had a huge banger last year with Jonas Blue, and she's really talented.
Oh,
looks
amazing.
Like a great pairing between the two of you.
Oh yeah, I was so lucky to go on tour with her, because, I mean, I learned loads just watching her, how she can work the audience. She's obviously like just so on point, but also like really lovely down to earth girl. So it was an absolute pleasure. And I have not done a sports slot before, and kind of going up in front of an audience that you think maybe you just want to see the main act and they don't really care, like, you get loads of love, and you actually like that's how you build your fan base in an organic way, is getting those new fans in front of you who are ready to listen. And it really was a great experience.
And did you learn anything? Because I think it's a huge learning curve as well, because that's quite nerve-wracking going out to a crowd that you know aren't really
there
necessarily there to see you.
Yeah, I mean, the first night was definitely the most nerve-wracking. It was in Glasgow at ABC 2. So it was quite a big venue as well. But by the time, you know, the final night, XOYO in London, I was like, oh my God, we need more dates. What's going on?
XOYO, so, yeah. That's a sick venue.
So good. Oh my God. And it was sold out. So yeah, it was banging. And that's the time where I do suffer with nerves sometimes. But when you kind of like, you're like standing on the stage and you've got a room packed of people, you're like, yeah, see, this is why I do music. So it was really fun. Yeah.
And you've got pick those moments and just keep going so that you make more of them, because it's not going to happen every single time, but
yeah,
it's those
exactly.
moments are what make it worth it.
Completely. I'm playing Latitude next weekend.
I was
going to
say that was my next that was my next thing, because that's really exciting.
Oh,
Latitude,
so exciting. I can't wait. I'm playing the Lake Stage, which is actually quite a big one as well, and I had a rehearsal with my band earlier today, and we ran the set a few times. It's only a 30 minute slot, but you realise when you're actually up there, it's going to be over in a blink of an eye. So coming back to what you said, like, just enjoying those moments when they come, because like they just fly by.
Have you got your baby wipes packed ready for
yes, you know, I'm already packing. I'm so excited.
Yeah, you need your baby wipes.
Yeah.
You need some antibac.
Yeah, you need Batiste hair.
Oh, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Dry shampoo.
And you need some toilet roll.
Thanks. Yes.
So just make sure you've got those key ingredients, okay?
Amazing, we'll be good.
And a microphone. You're also playing a show in Finsbury, in the Finsbury, right, in September?
Yes, I am. That's like part of Get In Her Ears, which are also a radio show based out of Hoxton Radio.
Awesome.
They run on a monthly night, which is all like female artists, so that'd be really good, yeah.
Great. And you're, I also saw on your Instagram, you won the Women Make Music Grant from the PRS Foundation.
Yes, so
what,
exciting.
What can you tell me about that? That sounds really exciting.
It's brilliant. Obviously, being an unsigned artist, one of the struggles that I have with self-releasing is the money aspect.
Yeah.
I fund like a lot of the stuff myself, so I looked into obviously ways of getting grants. Mm-hmm. And the PRS Foundation, you can apply for like a number of grants depending on where you are kind of in your career.
Mm-hmm.
And I really worked so hard on it, and I think, you know, if nothing else, then I've kind of like really learned how to do an application. And then
it's like going back
through
to uni.
Yeah, I was so happy. It just means that like it basically fast tracks the process. It means that I can just do everything I want to do now.
Quicker.
Yeah, exactly. It's brilliant.
That's so exciting. So things are going really well then?
Yeah, I really think so. It's kind of like the momentum's building, and I hope after like festival season and stuff like that, I can't get back into the studio and do some writing. And
yeah. You'll have some stuff to write about.
Yes.
But it's going to be all happy though. That's the nightmare.
Oh, I don't know. I'll find some way to twist it
okay,
up.
Like, just fuck that shit up so that you can make some sad songs.
Yeah, right.
Should we have a little play then? We're going to play Everyone Knows.
That would be amazing. Yes, please.
And then everyone make sure you go and check out Caswell's next single, which is coming out next Friday, and you'll be able to find it on your socials and everything.
Yeah, Spotify, Apple Music, all of that.
Incredible.
So.
Well, can you introduce Everyone Knows for us?
Absolutely. So I'm Caswell, and this is my single, Everyone Knows.
Up alone, What's up, guys? This is Sagala, and you're listening to Harriet Rose on FUBAR Radio.
Oosh!
I look up from the ground to see your sad and teary eyes. You look away from me, and I see there's something you're trying to hide. And I reach for your hand, but it's cold. You pull away again, and I wonder what's on your mind. And then you say to me, you made a dumb mistake. You start to tremble and your voice begins to break. You say the cigarettes on the counter weren't your friends, they were my mates. And I feel the color draining from my face. And my friend said, I know you love her, but it's over, mate. It doesn't matter, put the phone away. It's never easy to walk away. Let her go, it'll be alright. So I still look back at all the messages you'd sent. And I know it wasn't right, but it was fucking with my head. And everything deleted like the past, yeah, it was gone. And when I touched your face, I could tell you're moving on. But it's not the fact that you kissed him yesterday. It's the feeling of betrayal that I just can't seem to shake. And everything I know tells me that I should walk away. But I just wanna stay. And my friend said, I know you love her, but it's over, mate. It doesn't matter, put the phone away. It's never easy to walk away. Let her go, it'll be okay. It's gonna hurt for a bit of time. So bottoms up, let's forget tonight. You find another and you'll be just fine. Let her go. Pass like time, and they can't steal love you're born to find. But nothing heals the past like time, and they can't steal the love you're born to find. I know you love her, but it's over, mate. It doesn't matter, put the phone away. It's never easy to walk away. Let her go, it'll be okay. It's gonna hurt for a bit of time. So bottoms up, let's forget tonight. You find another and you'll be just fine. Let her go.
I just heard that randomly on my playlist the other day and I thought, that's a nice song. So I thought I'd play it. He said to everyone, by the way, for people worried about me because the song is so sad, trust me, I'm okay. The song's actually about hope and knowing that the end of things will work out, surrounding yourself with good people. That's the first taste of his upcoming debut album. I think he's been performing it live for a little while, but that has just dropped like a week ago. Now, we can't go about the show without discussing Drizzy Drake and his new album Scorpion. A lot of things came out of this. Some sick collaborations in there, including Jay-Z. And also, it was confirmed that he actually has a little boy, a little son, because it's been sort of suggested for ages and everyone's chatted about it and saying he's got a son and that he's been hiding it from the public eye. And he sort of addresses this in the tracks. He mentions it in the track we're going to play, 8 out of 10. To be honest, I think it's a non-conversation. He's allowed to have his own privacy. Whatever, it's his decision. Scorpion, though, is very honest, very open, and I really enjoyed listening to it. There's songs that I prefer, there's songs that I like better than others, but in general, I thought it was a very, I want to say, well-rounded album. He uses some awesome samples. In the track we're about to play in a minute, you will hear All the Way Round by Marvin Gaye, Lil' Kim, Crush on You remix, and also basically it's in the total, in the whole album, he samples Nas, NWA, Aaliyah, Lauryn Hill, Nicki Minaj, the Nicki Minaj sample is actually her performing live, Lil Wayne, D'Angelo, Boyz II Men. Also, there's a super cute, I don't know if you know this, but there's a super cute bit where he sampled Steph London, talking about boys when she was at school, like over 10 years ago. And he's got that clip and he's put it in one of the tracks. It's just really, really sweet and also kind of amazing for Steph. Really great. And also, Mariah Carey's come out and said how she's happy that he used a sample of Emotions in the track. It's just, it's a very well-made album. The production is high and it's exciting because he obviously was revealing a lot of stuff in there about his personal life. You kind of see a different side to Drake with it. And I think there's been a lot of sort of chat about that. To be honest, honestly, I'd never ever heard this chat about him having a kid and it being like hidden from the public, because that kind of thing just like is quite boring to me. But it's true. So there you go. He's got a little kid. I can't wait to see what the kid looks like, though. I will say that, because it's probably going to be very, very cute. The Jay-Z track is massive. I'm really into it. Jay-Z featuring on a Drake album as well. I don't know why, but I just never saw that coming. And especially both of them with having new albums out. But yeah, go and check it out. There's way more samples, by the way, on there. There's like hundreds, and there's videos online where you can go and check out all of the samples and exactly who's been used where, all the features. It's a very heavy album. Now, I've picked my favourite track, and it's really good, this is. I just really like it. It's got a little bit at the end from Plies, who put this on Twitter, and I think it went viral. And he's put the clip right at the end of the track, and it's super weird, but I really like it. Now, let's have a listen to it, and let's all just say well done to Drake, because I think Scorpion's a sick album. The album artwork is being used a lot. Is it Gareth Southgate, the guy who's managing the England team? Wow, good for me for knowing that. Someone's made a quite hilarious meme of Gareth Southgate as Drake on the front of Scorpion, because obviously he did the song Just Hold On, We're Going Home, and obviously England are coming home, supposedly. I mean, I hope they do come home whatever happens, win or lose, because I don't think they should just stay in Russia for the sake of it, just because they lose. But apparently it's something to do with football coming home and Drake helping that happen. I don't know how, but check it out, because it's quite funny. This is 8 out of 10, Drake's track. Try and see if you can hear all the samples. Remember Marvin Gaye, Little Kim, and see if you can hear them and recognise them. And it's also Detroit Emeralds are on this one. It's a plethora of really beautiful samples. So check it out and also listen to the album. See if you can recognize the features in the samples.
Too rich for who? Y'all just got rich again. Who grips the mic and likes to kill their friends? I've never been the type to make amends. If shit was at an 8, we like to. Yeah. If shit was at an 8, we like to make it 10. One descent is sin. I'm going up all the way. I don't like to talk when there's nothing else left to say. Drizzy by the drive, the game is in disarray. I tell you, hear me out, but we both know end of the day. Your sister is pressing play, your trainer is pressing play. Your wifey. I gotta breathe real deep when I catch an attitude. I got a whole other level that I can tap into. Max said they only bless when they attach to you. The only dead beats is whatever beats I've been rapping to. And the product is still the best though. It's only good in my city because I said so. Just a 50th statement, I had to cop a field like presto. Voila, ta-da. Never a matter of could I, should I. Kiss my son on the forehead and kiss your ass goodbye. As luck would have it, I've settled into my role as the good guy. I guess luck is on your side. I guess luck is on your side. All sevens, no sixes, rest easy, get some shut-eye. Hold on, hold up, but I miss making them pay. Helipad from Will Smith crib straight to the stage. 3-4 shows, but I play Staples today. The neighborhood is smoky, I stay safe in this place. Drizzy by the drop, the game is in disarray. I tell you, hear me out, but we both know end of the day. Your niggas is pressing play, your nanny is pressing play. Your wifey. Had to go and hit reset, now we here. I've been on top for 3 sets in 3 years. I can't be around the niggas you mingling with. I can't fly if I can sit on the wing of that shit.
try to pay it less mind. They've been keeping tabs on me like I'm paying next time. I think I sense a little fear from the other side. White vans parked across the street, real subtle guys. Yeah, never a matter of could I, should I kiss my mom on the forehead and kiss your ass goodbye. As luck would have it, I've settled into my role as the good guy. I guess luck is on your side. I guess luck is on your side. All sevens, no sixes, rest easy, get some shut eye. Hold on, hold up, but
I can't argue with you. No, you mad. Look at you, you mad. You big mad. I'm happy.
We need
Leave
this guy on the show.
Me alone. I just want some money.
Don't we all, babe?
A lot of money. I don't get paid to argue with you. No. Who is you?
Hey, Dan Kaplan here, FUBAR Radio with Harriet Motherfucking Rose.
Seen the way you're talking on my phone last night, God.
Molly, Mo.
It was way more than a $2 holler. Stole your heart like Alibaba. Of the good love I provide. Ooh. See some niggas talking on the side. Can you keep that silent?
That quiet.
Maybe saying something, but you didn't mean nothing by it. Took her to the room, in other words, kept that private.
Kept that private.
She was my heartbreak. Told her keep those violets.
Ooh.
Seen the way you're talking on my phone last night. Oh God. This private. She wants me to. She ain't even in denial.
Denial.
Wanna make love. She ain't even in denial.
In denial.
We can get away, maybe to Guatemala.
Guatemala.
Got me going deep. Got me all in fresh water.
Fresh water.
Flew in on a jet. What's that? Stylish. Take another sip. Thing is superpowers. She got the hots for me, then damn it, I'm buying. I've got more pool than him and him combined. Pouring out dreams, cause we're really this high. I just had my hand on her hip, she had her eyes on the prize. Seen the way you're talking on my phone last night, oh God. Do it on my jet, let's keep this private. Do it at my house, let's keep this private.
Guatemala, Ray Shremmerd. Now that's weird because firstly, I'd like to introduce Folly Ray's in the building.
Hello.
How are you, babe?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. Did you like that song, Guatemala?
Oh, yeah, I was singing along. I never heard it before, though.
Have you not? Mm-mm. So, do you know who Ray Shremmerd are? They did Black Beatles, the song.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, you've heard that song, right?
Well, if you sang it to me, maybe.
And now I can't. I don't want to sing it because I feel embarrassed. well, I'll play it for you in a minute. Anyway, yeah. they are a double act, and they have released three albums, yeah? One together, one, just one of them, and one the other one.
Oh, that's cool.
I know, I was quite into it.
It's like, do your own thing, yeah. And then come back.
Swae Lee and Slim Jimmy, two separate albums, one other album, just three. That's what's happening these days. You just got to release album,
yeah,
album.
Yeah, just keep doing it.
One album is just like,
it's not enough.
Are you kidding? Like, are you lazy person?
We need three.
Are you a lazy person? Because that's what one album, especially if the album's less than 10 songs.
I haven't even put an album out yet, so I feel really lazy.
No, but what you have done is put out a really exciting short film.
Yes.
Which is that's another way you can approach it. You know, if you can't release three albums, then, you know, do a film.
Do a mini 8-minute film.
So yes. I watched Sniper first, yeah. The video, mm-hmm. Which is a really good song. I really liked it. And then you released Karma Club, which is the short film,
yeah.
Which involves Sniper at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then also You Don't Love Me, your new song.
Uh-huh.
And then some sort of ad-libs as well, in and around.
Yeah, which is of another one of my songs. But they didn't want to play it. They wanted me to sing in the bath. So
yeah,
that's what I did.
Yeah. I mean, songs upon songs.
Yeah.
If anything, kind of challenging Ray Shremmerd there because you're doing three songs in one video. They've
exactly.
done three albums in one release, but yep. you're doing three songs
just
in one video.
Just doing it my own way, you know?
Let's talk about the video because
yes.
it's really a very pleasing to the eye video.
Yeah.
It's set in, you just told me it's out, just outside LA in the Madonna Inn.
Yep.
Which sounds wonderful.
San Luis Obispo. It's a small town, but it's obviously America, so it's quite a big town.
Yeah. Bisbo is a great name.
Obispo, yeah, I know.
Obispo or just Bisbo?
Obispo.
Obispo.
Spelled with an O.
Wow. What a name.
I'm probably saying it wrong. That's why I try not to say it, but that's, you know.
What's the place that we were talking about earlier today that we like the name of? Chipping Sodbury is another name like that.
What, in the UK mm-hmm. is that? Of course
I found out about Chipping Sodbury a few weeks ago on the show. And Obispo is similar to me. It just really pleases
my
mind.
It's nice. Rolls off the tongue.
And you made this short film. It's the vibe. It was sort of cowboys, Midwest theme.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very American.
Yeah.
English girl in America.
Yeah.
Involving actual cowboys and actual snipers.
Yeah.
Not literally, but he does get sniped.
Yes, with a tennis racket.
Yeah. Tell me a bit about the story behind it. What was your sort of motivation for being so not lazy and creating a triplet song video?
I think what I wanted to do was make the most of being at the Madonna Inn. So we were like, okay, let's do a short film and put all my favourite songs in it. So it's basically me just wanting to give everybody the music straight away.
You just didn't want to leave, did you?
I didn't want to leave.
You were like, let's do another one. Let's do another
stay.
One.
It was all done in 2 days. So it was a bit of a crazy 2 days, but
it's got Quentin Tarantino vibes about it.
Yeah. I mean, I've been watching his films since I was a kid, so like, he's a big inspiration. But I just wanted to do something like weird and wonderful and just go to another country and do what I wanted, basically.
You shouldn't have been watching Quentin Tarantino's as a child, just to bring that up. It's very naughty.
You know, my sister used to like rent, you know, Blockbuster.
Do I?
My sister used to rent out the DVDs for me and stuff.
Sick.
What that's a good sister.
Good sister. Also, RIP Blockbuster. Let's just take
I
a
know.
Moment. Because that's
it.
One of the best, was one of my favourite
Every
activities.
Friday night.
Yes.
Go get some popcorn. Yeah.
Absolutely. Fish and chips was opposite me. So I could get my fish and chips and then have a movie.
Yeah.
But usually for me, like three movies, because I was a bit intense like that.
Oh, that is intense.
But because I saw you actually retweeted the new Quentin Tarantino film, which is based around the murders, isn't it? The new one that's coming out that's going to be incredible. It's about Charlie Manson, right?
Yeah, and it's meant to be one of his last.
Yeah, so. I saw that in the article that you retweeted.
Yes.
So thank you for the knowledge you imparted onto me.
You're welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. Brian the Bellboy features mm-hmm. in the short film. I liked him a lot.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah. The whole storyline was really cute. There was a sort of Madonna-esque waitress and the guy that you killed and who was your boyfriend.
Yeah.
Short-term boyfriend. Your two-day boyfriend.
Yeah.
So it must have been quite exciting to film, even though it was 2 days and you were probably stressed out of your mind as well.
It was really, really good. Once everyone got into their like characters, put on their outfits, they're amazing actors.
So they all so don't good. Just work at the hotel. You actually found them.
We found them. One guy, the guy who's on reception, Mike, with like the little ponytail, we found him at the restaurant and we were like, we love your look. Do you want to be in the film? And so he stayed an extra 2 days and was in the film, bless him. And he only had like a little 3 second, you know, claim to fame. But, you know.
Mike, what a babe.
I know. Him and his wife were amazing.
Oh, that's super cute.
I know.
Also, I really desperately want to go to this place.
It's incredible.
Yeah.
It's really fun. It's like, you feel like you've gone back in time.
Yeah.
And all the rooms, like different bedrooms, are like different themes. So there's like a Flintstone room. There's like a Paris room. There's like a love room, which has got carpets like on the wall. It's crazy.
Which one did you stay in?
I think I stayed in the Paris room, so everything was pink and gold. Like, you couldn't stay there for too long because your eyes were just kind of
you couldn't
over.
Get to sleep. No. So you never sleep there, but.
No.
But is Madonna, was Madonna there or?
No, she wasn't.
Not there that weekend.
No.
It's a shame. I saw that it was quite a dangerous shoot, according to your Instagram. You got bitten by a scorpion or a tiny garden spider. Which was it? Was it the scorpion or the garden spider?
I'm going to stick with the scorpion.
Okay. But
that
it was
looked like a tiny garden spider.
Right. So it was a spider then. So it bit you. So, you know.
And it was hanging onto my leg. Like, I could see it hanging off.
No.
And I'm like, what? You're so tiny. I mean, really big. No, tiny. And it was just hanging off my leg. It was.
Did it leave? Did you get a proper lump?
Yeah.
Bite lump?
And it was really itchy.
The things you do for music,
I know.
Tell me, the songs are all based around you getting your heart broken. I'm sorry about that. And
it's okay.
I've seen in the chats that it is based on a real life
heartbreak. Douchebag.
Yeah. Don't tell me too much about this douchebag. Mm-hmm. We don't care about him anymore. But after this all occurred, it must be quite enjoyable that you've now made some great songs and a great video out of it. Does he know that it's about him?
Oh yeah, he's heard all the songs. He thinks it's great.
Oh.
You know, he's one of them.
He's one of them. He's one even of them. More of a dick than we first thought.
But
I'm only joking. Yeah. I'm sure he's a normal, nice person that just maybe did some bad things.
Yeah.
So tell me a bit about how it felt to kind of get that out and get it dealt with, you know?
Yeah. Do you know what? When I'm in the studio and I was writing about it, obviously I was really upset, but it felt really, really good to get like a song out of a bad situation. Mm-hmm. So it does feel really, really good. Obviously, I've got to sing them over and over again and remind myself of what's happened, but it's okay. Like,
If Adele can do it, I can do it.
I can do it. I can do it too. Yeah.
If Beyonce can sing about her husband cheating in front of her husband,
I mean,
the world is your oyster,
exactly.
Do you know what I mean? You Don't Love Me had a spin by the babe Adele Roberts on Radio 1. She's a lovely lady. Everyone seems to be loving it.
Yeah.
Are you really excited about the feedback? How do you feel about the way everyone's reacting?
Yeah, I mean, I wrote this song last year, so I've had it for a while, and it's been one of my favourite songs, so I couldn't wait to put it out. But I get people tweeting me saying they love it, and they've got it on repeat, and it just feels really good. It's a bit of a good feeling.
Yeah, and you're signed to Black Butter, and which is obviously they're renowned behind the likes of Jay Husson and Zara Larsson. It must be exciting to be part of a sort of creative hub like Black Butter, because they're very well known in the industry as being the place that goes and picks up people that and then makes them into big stars, basically.
Yeah. I mean, I always, before I signed to them, I just loved everything they did. I just thought they were super cool and I wanted to be part of that. But they're cool. I love working with them.
And you talk a bit about your background. You've been making music since you were literally a baby, it seems. And you're half Norwegian, is that right?
Yeah, I'm a quarter Norwegian.
And a quarter and three quarters.
And the rest, yeah, I assume I'm the rest.
But did
English.
Your Norwegian heritage, is one of your parents Norwegian?
Yeah, my mum.
Oh, okay. So did she give you any... Is there any... Because I want to know about Norwegian music, because I don't know enough about it.
Yeah.
Did you get played a lot of Norwegian music when you were younger?
I didn't. Not at all.
So you and I need to take a session of
Norwegian
music.
Yeah, I can't
music.
Even speak the language. That's how bad I am.
Well, you're only a quarter, so give yourself a break.
I know. But they do really good pop music, but other than that, I haven't heard.
Well,
much.
I've heard the thing is Norwegian music is taking over right now. Everyone, all the great writers and
like
stuff are coming.
Scandi pop, everyone's loving it.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe you could do a collab with some Scandi artists.
Yeah, I would love that. Do you know who I love? I think she's Swedish, Robin.
Yeah. Oh, pfft.
I mean,
Robin.
Yeah.
One of my favourite artists of all time.
Yeah.
Predominantly because... Oh, Sigrid is Norwegian.
Oh, is she?
Sigrid's amazing. But back to Robin.
Yeah, queen.
Dancing on my own.
Yep.
And Call Your Girlfriend. Did you know they're set about the same night?
No, I didn't.
Get it? So, right, Dancing on My Own, Call Your Girlfriend, tell her that you've broken up with her, Dancing on My Own, watching the person that's getting off with my boyfriend.
The one
not
that
my
you
boyfriend.
Want.
So she, they're supposedly set on the same night where the girl, the guy's having this affair with the girl, and she's like, call your girlfriend because this isn't fair.
Oh, the-
and then Dancing on My Own is the girlfriend who goes to the club and watches them getting off with each other.
Oh, I didn't know that, but that's
mind
smart.
Blown.
Yeah, that's smart.
She's one of the world's most underrated artists. She should be the biggest, one of the biggest artists in the world. But she's an incredible songwriter, so I think she does a lot.
So good.
Also, I think she's making cash money left, right, and centre.
Yeah,
so we're not worried about her.
No.
But I just wish
probably
she
loving
was
loving life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So tell me what's up for the rest of the year. You obviously, this is a really exciting time for you because you've just got loads of releases out.
Yeah.
Lots of radio play. But what's the plan? What's the plan of action? The POA.
So I'm just gonna continue putting out lots of different music. I haven't got any more videos made, but I want to make a few more. And then I'm doing a few festivals in the summer.
Well, where are you playing?
Stand and Calling, which is like 2 weeks.
We are the official partners of Stand
are
and
you?
Calling, so we'll see you there.
Yeah.
How exciting.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
And where else? Sorry, I interrupted you because I got so excited.
You know what? I should know this. Rise Festival.
Yeah, which is the new V Festival.
It's the new V Festival. And then there's one in Ireland, but I can't remember the name, which is really bad of me.
No, it's fine.
Sandridge.
I don't remember any names of anything. So we can check it out on your Twitter,
yes.
Which I believe is at, is it just at Folly Ray?
At Folly Ray, yeah.
Brilliant. And then I wanted to ask before we play your track, what is the things, because I noticed there was a lots of different things in that I've researched about you, mm-hmm. in terms of what has influenced you. But I wanted to find out, what are the things that... other artists that influence you right now? Is there any people that you're watching that you're like, wow, this girl or this boy is like really sick and I just, you take a lot of inspiration, like new artists? Because I always ask people about people who inspired them when they were younger, but I'd like to know who inspires you now.
I think Sia has always inspired me. She's just pop queen, she's amazing. At the moment I'm listening to a lot of Childish Gambino, and do you know
who is playing at Lovebox in 2 weeks? Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
He's headlining on the Saturday of Lovebox.
Well, now I need to go.
I know. Don't worry, he's also doing a tour at the O2 at the end of the year.
Oh.
We're big fans of Childish
Gambino.
Yes,
I wonder if he brings out his dance moves.
By the way, that festival you're doing is Stendhal Festival in
Ireland.
There we go. And it's sold out, so no one can go anyway. Oh, no, Childish Gambino is sold out.
Oh.
But also Stendhal Festival
is probably
sold out.
Let's just pretend it's sold out.
It's all sold out.
Yeah.
No one can buy tickets for anything. Panic stations. Everything nowadays is sold out. They're doing a very good thing where the ticket tout thing at the moment, which I'm really enjoying in terms of the music world. They're trying to bring in a way to stop ticket touts because I think it's awful.
But when they up the price.
Well, they just buy all the tickets and then you have to pay like £60,000 to
surely
go and see.
That should be illegal, shouldn't it?
Send them to jail.
Yes.
And on that note, we're going to play a little bit of Sniper now. Now,
yay.
I really like this song. And I think when I first saw the video, because I watched it in chronological order.
Okay.
So I watched Sniper first before I watched the sort of short film.
Yeah.
And it's that this video standalone is awesome.
Oh, good. I'm glad you like it. I know it's a bit crazy, but that's just my mind.
No, I'm Quentin Tarantino, like all over. So
good. It's
really, really sick.
Yay.
I'm really looking forward to what other videos you're going to release.
I know. I've set the bar quite high now, so I've got to kind of make it better and better, but
yeah, you've got to go somewhere else. Super wacky.
No more cowboys.
No
but
what other, you know, just think about like themes of fancy dress, perhaps you could just go along that vibe.
You know what, in the
maybe go to Transylvania, meet
maybe
a vampire.
Because I actually put on a blue wig in the mini film, but we cut that scene because I looked terrible. So I did try the dress up thing, but it didn't work.
But
I can
listen,
try it again.
I think vampires could work for you.
Pale skin, like
Twilight, you know, very big popular film.
Yes,
go for it.
Let's do it.
But I will take some money from that because obviously that was my idea.
2%.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Folly Ray, please can you introduce Sniper for us?
Yes, I'm Folly Ray, and this is my song Sniper.
We'll see you on the other side, and come back soon.
Yes, I will. Thanks.
About you, it's so true. Now I got you. Mama says I gotta be brave and say all the things I gotta say. Cause baby got me thinking that it's in my head. That it's in my head. Don't let him treat you like a fool. Stay strong, you've been playing by his rules too long. Though you gotta give your heart a rest. Your heart a rest. Boy, you're such a liar. Kill too. I'm putting up the signs. Wanted, dead or alive. I'll get you. I'll get you. Mama says I gotta be brave and say all the things I gotta say. Cause baby, you got me thinking that it's in my head. That it's in my head. Don't let him treat you like a fool. Stay strong. You've been playing by his rules too long. Though you gotta give your heart away. Your heart away.
Babe.
I'm good, thanks.
It's a wonderfully female show today. We've got all girl guests.
Amazing.
It's wonderful. We're hearing lots of girl new music. Now, I'm going to start right at the very beginning with you, okay?
Yeah.
Obviously, we're going to talk about Sober, which is your new single featuring Notes.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually not your newest single.
Yeah, we've got another one.
You've dropped another one just
slipped out.
We're going to talk about that a little bit later.
Okay.
It's Hate Loving You,
yeah.
Which I'm interested... I've got a few questions about that. But let's start from the very beginning, because you were actually spotted by Fraser T. Smith originally, and you've worked a lot with him, mm-hmm. and he signed you to his label.
Yeah.
Which is incredible. He's one of the... In fact, like, I'm a huge fan of his. We all know him from Stormzy's album.
Yeah.
Because he even shouts out... He shouts him out on the Stormzy album. Yeah. But, I mean, he's worked with Adele, Britney Spears, Drake, Florence and the Machine, Dave, Gorillaz, like, everybody.
Yeah, it's insane.
So, that to begin with is a pretty good start, right?
Yeah, I think I was a bit naive going into it. Like, I didn't really realise at the time. I remember... I was doing this little acoustic gig at the Troubadour in Earls Court, where I used to go and play all the time. And, his A&R was there and brought me in, and I turned up, met Fraze with my acoustic guitar and played him some songs, which now I'm like, oh, my God.
That's so cute.
But it was crazy.
That is insane. But also a great start. And also, do you still work closely with him? Do you get... Because obviously he's a very busy man.
Yeah, he's really busy, and like, I've been really busy touring and stuff and just doing all this promo, like the EP coming. But, yeah, we're really close, and he definitely brought out my confidence, and I hadn't really done writing sessions or been in proper studios before I met him, so the whole thing like literally changed my life.
Oh
yeah,
big up Fraser. And then you went on to cover Tracy Chapman with Jonas Blue.
Yeah,
now I've seen a clip of you talking about this, and you were like, I was you almost said no because of the the you know, it's a huge thing covering Tracy Chapman. Mm-hmm. She's an amazing singer. It's a huge song.
Yeah.
Fast Car. And it then went on to get, well, it's now standing at over 282 million views on YouTube, and it's just like it went insane, and it was a really beautiful cover. But I want to hear from your perspective what that was like, because I really respect that you were nervous, because it is a big deal.
It's such an iconic song, and it was definitely there was a bit of doubt on, you know, could we do it justice. And I think I kind of went into it thinking, you know what, like, let's just give it a go. I'll go down to the studio. It's only local. I'll pop down, give it a quick sing. And then, I think I just thought, do you know what? I've just got to make it my own and kind of get the original out my head a little bit.
Tonally, it is completely different. Your voice is very individual, like Tracy Chapman's.
Yeah.
It's a very, you know, unique voice.
For sure. And we wanted to do it in original key, which... I think he struggled with that other, like, female artists that he couldn't do it because it was so low.
Yeah.
But, yeah, hopefully, like, we did it justice. And
well, I think the 282 million people seem to like it.
Yeah, they seem to like it. So I think we did all right.
It was okay, yeah.
I remember listening to it, like, him sending it back to me, and I remember getting goosebumps. And I was like, oh, my God, this could be something. And then, yeah, it just sort of went, it just took off on its own lease of life and was absolutely mental.
And I think it's the time now as well, is people love those, like people like Jonas Blue that are coming out and making these dance tunes that people just love them, don't they?
They're like feel good dance tunes, like,
everybody loves it. It's platinum selling as well, which is incredible.
Crazy.
One of your first, what you know, one of the first songs for you that went absolutely nuts and it's platinum selling, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Many artists would dream of that being their first big single, you know?
Yeah, I think when you're in it, it's really hard because it suddenly was this whirlwind, and it wasn't until, like, you know, like a few months after, I think I was like on a plane, like, and just sort of sat back and realised, and you're like, oh my God, like this is mental. Like, what? Like, even signing my record deal, stuff like that, like, the stuff you dream of, like, as a kid, and it happened. And
you're just ticking these boxes left, right and centre. And then you dropped Sober featuring Notes, which has got, like, it's a bit of a sad song in a way. It's kind of sultry R&B. It's not sad, but it's like emotional.
Yeah, for sure.
He's obviously one of the hottest rappers in London at the moment. How did you guys, did he book you in his Addison Lee to get to the studio?
I wish.
Does he have some kind of free Addison Lee account? I hope he does.
He must have, right?
Yeah.
I'll ask him next time. I'll be like, man, what's going on?
What's going on? Did you get to the studio together, or was one of those, was like a flyby feature?
Yeah, it was really weird. Like, he heard the track, I think, through his publisher or someone, and just loved it.
I'm sure linked with Fraser and all that stuff, because they're all linked, you
exactly.
know.
Exactly. It was before he kind of really blew up. I think he'd done Addison Lee, and then he heard Sober, and he was like, I just want to do it. And we couldn't actually get in the studio at the same time.
It very rarely happens that people can get in the studio.
And then I heard
him
on it, and I was just like, oh, this is sick. Like, this just takes it to another level.
It's beautiful, and I really enjoy the video. I thought it was really, like, artistic. And I wanted to know, Hate Loving You is your newest single.
Yeah.
You're just dropping them left, right and centre.
It's quick. It's going to be a busy summer.
Well, it only came out last Friday, that track, didn't it? It's very much... that one's really showing off your very individual vocal style. I feel like it really shows off your voice really well. Tell me first a little bit about the track, and then I'm going to get on to asking you about a video.
Okay. So Hate Loving You was... we wrote that... I wrote that in LA, I think, like last November. And... I always pull the Wasteman up, I guess. But it's just about, you know, like, at the time I was getting involved with someone, I knew it was wrong, and I knew it was going to end badly.
Why? Because did they have a girlfriend, or did they?
No, I just knew it was going to be trouble, I think. I knew. And yeah, I think every girl can relate to that situation when you want to get out of something, but you can't quite see the light at the end of the tunnel.
And have you seen it? Are you out of it
I'm
now?
I'm out.
Oh, good girl.
I'm out. There's always another one around the corner.
It's all right, because we'll keep getting the bangers, so
exactly.
That's fine.
Every time I sing it, it'll be about someone else.
Now, I know you only dropped it a couple of days ago, but are we going to get another video?
Hate Loving You, I'm not sure we're going to do a video just yet.
Because we've got the EP coming.
There's another single I'm shooting a video for in a couple of weeks.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, there's another one just creeping around the corner.
And Call Me When You Get This is the EP.
Yeah.
I like the title a lot.
Thanks.
Because everybody can relate to that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it can be like... to that person you like, and you're like, call me when you get this.
Yeah.
And I need to talk to
you. It's just that I'm not very good, especially like in relationships and stuff, at expressing my feelings. I was like, do you know what, I'll put it all in the music, and then it's just that subtle thing at the end, isn't it?
Just,
like,
send that to them.
Yeah, just post it.
Yeah, just post the little MP3 to them, be like, yeah, here's a USB, plug it in and just listen, and you'll,
yeah,
understand.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about it so far? Because I know obviously it's not out, so I don't know how much, yeah, you can tell us. But
so I'd say the next two tracks coming are a bit more feel-good kind of thing, slightly less sultry. And yeah, definitely more sort of summer and a bit more fun. And
so the video is going to be for the, like, you're going to bring out, what's the kind of, can you tell us anything about the video you're shooting? Is it going to be, what, where are you going to be? You're going to be filming it in London?
I think it's going to be here, but it's going to kind of have those summer kind of, very, like, maybe trying to get some of those, like, Cuban vibes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to be honest, babe, with this heat wave we're having,
honestly,
it could be Mexico.
Few palm trees.
Yeah.
Sombrero.
Whap a few palm trees in there. You could be in Ibiza.
Exactly.
No need for the plane flight.
Exactly.
What's the plan for the rest of the summer? I saw you played Capital Summertime Ball the other day.
Yeah, that was mental.
Yeah.
That was,
I mean, that's
crazy.
Insane as well, because when the crowd at that kind of event is like, are thirsty for that music.
Yeah. My makeup artist was like, let's just go out and have a look. Let's go and watch something. No. I was like, I don't know if I want to go outside. No, come, you'll be fine. No. Get me in now. I'm going to be sick. I was like, that was a bad idea. But yeah, do you know what? Like, it goes so quickly. You've just got to enjoy it when you go out there. So I tried to take it all in, but it just flies by when you're out.
What did you feel like when you walked off stage? Because that was that one of your biggest so far. Your
biggest
live
performances? One in Mexico at Aztec Stadium, which was about 100,000.
Just a couple then.
But obviously, it's like home crowd. Everyone knows Summertime Ball. Like, you know your friends and family, and loads of people are going to be in the audience, which is worse.
Yeah.
More pressure. But yeah, it was just I think when you come off, it's just,
did you vomit?
Surreal. I didn't. I was good.
Did you like chill out and have, because the thing is with me, when I do something that I'm really proud of,
yeah,
I'll just eat something that I really like. So like, I'll like go to McDonald's and be like, I'm gonna have two burgers and fries. Do you know what I mean?
I went for pizza straight
yes!
after. Yes. Yeah, pizza and a cocktail.
Oh, good girl. What cocktail did you have?
What's that? Do you know what? Maybe I didn't have a cocktail. Maybe I had a Campari and orange juice.
That's a cocktail in a way.
Is it a cocktail?
I feel like it hasn't been drunk since the 1960s, but
I'm loving it at the minute.
Okay.
Cheeky Campari.
You're very Italian. Oh. That's where it's from, Italian.
Is it?
Yeah, Campari's a very Italian drink.
Is it?
I went to a wedding there recently and there was lots of Campari everywhere.
Really?
Or maybe that was just, they were sponsored by Campari, Lord knows.
I'll take that.
Tell me, now I've asked you, because I just love this question, is what is your favourite cocktail?
I'm a margarita. Oh yeah.
Would you go for a spicy margarita, or is it a simple straight up with the salt rims margarita for you, Dakota?
I think maybe a frozen margarita.
Oh, this is my girl. We should go out.
Yeah. You 100%. Know when they do like the blackcurrant ones,
yeah,
the raspberry ones.
Yeah.
I'm all about it. When Sober came out, I was like, guys, let's all go to that. We went to a Mexican in Soho. Lots of tequila, lots of frozen margaritas. It was a good night.
It's really good, but you wake up feeling very like, you know, you need some H2O.
It just makes me so happy.
Oh, yes. And also, apparently, if you drink mezcal tequila, it's better for you.
Oh.
So tequila can be maybe good for you. I think when people say stuff like that, it is just a lie. But, you know, we've got to believe what we've got to believe.
Have an orange afterwards.
There you go.
Sweet.
Eat an apple, have some cucumber.
Sweet.
Done. Dakota, you're a babe. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to play Sober featuring Notes. It's a banger. I really am excited for you and what's coming. I can't wait to hear the EP. Will you send it over?
Of course.
So that we can play it.
Of course.
And I'd love to come and see you live. So just let us. Oh, is there any gigs that you're doing over the summer that you want to plug?
We're doing, I'm going to be at Latitude Festival.
Which will be so
it's
great.
Next week, next Saturday, I think.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm going to be there. In the Aussie tent, which is very exciting.
You mean Love Box?
No, I'm sure it's Latitude.
Because there's a Love Box. There's an Aussie stage. Because I'm DJing at the Aussie stage at Love Box.
Are you?
We're going to get some free shampoo. I hope so.
Living. This is why we do what we do.
I know, innit? I literally just do it for the free stuff and being able to eat a burger afterwards.
Once I got given a drone. And they were Jingle Bell Ball, and they were like, please don't fly inside the O2. Like, I was going to go out and just start flying my drone.
Have you ever used
around.
That?
No, I gave it to someone as a Christmas present.
Good one. Love that. We've got a drawer at home that is all the free stuff I've been given that I then re-gift at Christmas.
Oh, it's what it's for.
Oh, gosh.
Yes.
We're best friends already, I can feel it. Right, can you introduce Sober for us?
Okay, guys, so this is my single Sober featuring the Incredible Notes.
We'll see you soon, Dakota. Bye!
There's a story going around, I hope it's true. There's 100 things I wanna say to you. Baby, can we talk about it? I just wanna talk about it with you, with you. I hate that you made me feel this way. I'm addicted to the way you numb the pain. Baby, can we talk about it? I just wanna talk about it with you, with you. I can't wait to be sober. I wanna tell you how I want you to come over. I wanna lay you down tonight. Let's sleep on the sofa. Just to be closer to you. I wanna feel like I know you.
Drink be streaming through my veins. Try pacing how much that I take while you're running through my brain. Don't you ever go listen to what they have to say. My liver must be drained. My liver must be drained. For what I have to say, I need a speedy recovery. I need to fix what I've broken and nothing's stopping me. How could I mind my own business when you're my company? And I'll say this all properly when I'm sober. Yeah.
I can't wait to be sober.
Present.
News-ish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
There was an Iran deal. Trump has to make a decision, which he's going to announce today.
Oh, no.
Whether he's going to carry on or pull out.
And it- carry on or pull out?
What? Don't want those little chumps running around, do you? If Trump pulls out...
If only his dad had...
Stop laughing!
Oh, my God! It's 12 past 12 in the afternoon!
Every Tuesday...
News-ish with Sean Walsh and Mark Simmons.
From 12 PM.
FUBAR Radio.
Ananya Berla's in the studio. How are you doing, babe?
Hi, I'm good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Are you enjoying the heat right now? It's bloody boiling outside.
Yeah. Oh, it's a shock. I'm not used to London being like this.
No one is, babe. No one is.
So when I came down to London from Bombay, I just literally didn't carry any summer wear.
Yeah, you just took 15 jumpers because you were like, surely it never gets above 10 degrees.
But honestly, I'm loving it. I like going to the park, riding in the park. It's just, it's a good feeling that you can go out without, you know, wearing a sweater or a very thick jacket. So I like it.
It's weird because for me, I go out and I panic that I'm not wearing a jacket because even though I'm like, I'm fine, it's going to be fine. I still am like, but you're leaving. It's like I'm naked, but I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. I completely understand that.
Do you know
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Completely, completely.
What's
Same
the,
vibe.
But in Bombay, the weather must be...
Yeah.
Like more hot than this, right?
Similar-ish.
Oh, all the time?
Yeah, mostly actually. Monsoons, it drops a bit, obviously, because it rains. We don't really have winter, per se. But in the evenings during, you know, September, October, November, December, it does touch about, I would say, 20 degrees Celsius, maybe a little bit. But this is basically Bombay
weather. My God. That's quite exciting, though, for us, for English people, because we like, well, we don't even need to go on holiday now. Yeah. It's usually, it's like, get out of England ASAP. But for some reason, they're giving us some summer.
Yeah, it's insane.
Thank you so much for coming in. Now, there's so much for us to talk about. But let's kick off by one of the, I think, your biggest accolades, which is that you've got your two platinum selling singles, Meant to Be and Hold On.
Yeah.
They went platinum in India, which has meant you were the first Indian artist to get that with English speaking tracks.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Thank you. I know it was a shock to me as well. Did not expect it at all. I remember I was just completely numb when I found out, really. But, you know, it's thanks to all the listeners and the fans and the audience. I think when you write from your heart, people connect with it, really.
Which we can actually move straight onto Circles, because that is a heart. Your heart is all over this record.
Yeah, you know what? This was in LA with my vocal producer. It was 11 o'clock at night, 11 p.m., had maybe 2 more hours, was exhausted, very badly jet lagged. And I went in saying, you know what, I don't know what's going to come out of this. But I was feeling a lot of love towards my friends. And I was like, let's try writing about friendship. Because the first thing that you go and wanting to write about is love. Because that's such a strong feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But this time I was like, no, let me focus on friendship because I feel it right now. And in half an hour, literally legit half an hour, not exaggerating, I just came up with this track. And then, of course, I mean, I do my vocals and stuff, but it just like came together like magic, really.
It's your fourth single. It's out now. You can go and catch the video. I really like. It's
I'm
like
glad.
Really heartwarming.
Yeah.
It involves a lot of different people hanging out with their friends, basically, in different sort of age groups and everything.
Exactly.
And I think it's something that you're so right that we forget that is also love. That
totally.
Love you have for your, you know, platonic love that you have for your friends. And it's just something that must catch your fans' attention because everyone feels like that. You know, everyone yearns for that kind of friendship.
I think Circles is a song that has taken the credibility that I have in India as a musician to the next level. And I think I'm very grateful for that.
In terms of India as an artistic musical place, how was it growing up with that with Indian music and also Indian artists influencing you? What was that like in terms of music?
So funnily enough, I don't think I started listening to English music before I turned maybe 12 or 13.
Mm-hmm.
It was just Bollywood Hindi music for me because that's what my parents listen to.
By the way.
I love as well.
So beautiful and colourful and exciting and like just different, isn't it? And I love to hear different kinds of music.
It's all many different sounds. I remember the first artist that I got hooked onto was Eminem.
Yes!
And I absolutely love that guy.
That's one of my favourite artists of all time.
I love Eminem. If I meet him, I think I'll pass out. absolutely love Eminem.
You are amongst friends here. You are amongst friends.
Same vibe.
Yeah. My God. Funnily enough, that was my favorite, my first album too, Marshall Mathers LP.
Yeah. It's awesome. Slim Shady. I remember there used to be like Bollywood music all around the house with my brother playing, my parents playing, and then there would be like Eminem stuff going on in my room with like a lot of swearing stuff. And like, I remember I was obsessed with Mockingbird at one time. And so after that, I think I started writing poetry as a form of expression, of course, in English, because I think in English, so I write in English. And then I just got hooked on, really. Poetry sort of turned into songwriting for me. I got into the school band, came to Oxford to study, and it all sort of, you know, fell into place after that.
What was it like studying at Oxford? Because there's a lot of, it's obviously an incredibly prestigious place, but I've heard two sides, you know, some people love it, some people hate it in terms of studying there. What was your experience like?
I dropped out because I love music that much. So without any record deal, without anything in place, I literally just dropped out because I knew that life is too short and
good
music
for you
is what I want to do, really. But in terms of university life, I think you're right. Some people thrive, some people don't. I am not a party girl, and I'm not a drinker at all. And at university, my personal experience is that you make friends over drinks at pubs and clubs. And fair enough, right? But I am not that. So I found it very tough to find friends initially. Mm-hmm. But I did eventually. I found amazing friends, and we, you know, they're awesome. So it was a little bit tough initially. But I think I learned what I had to learn, and, you know, had a great time. I would say second term, third term. First term, second year was awesome, after which I dropped out.
Yeah.
So, I wouldn't have it any other way.
I think everything happens for a reason, and I think you get those life experiences. Things are changing as well in terms of the drinking culture. I think now it's a lot easier to not drink and be out and have fun, whereas actually...
Yeah, 100%. But you know, at that age, like when you're like
a little bit younger, there's a lot
of peer pressure and stuff. But now, yeah, it was different. It was different for me.
And music isn't your only passion. I wanted to talk a little bit about Empower, which you set up, which is a mental health initiative that works towards dispelling the stigma towards mental health, which is something that is true all over the world. But you noticed it in India.
Yeah, it's horrible in India. Very sad. A student commits suicide every hour in India.
That's horrendous.
And it's not just India, really. It's all over the world. And I think everyone or most people go through really bad patches of whether it's anxiety, panic attacks, phases of depression. And I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of.
No.
Some of the most incredibly creative, successful people suffer from or have suffered from some sort of very tough mental illness. Mm-hmm. But that isn't, you know, I think what people are scared of is that if someone suffers from a mental illness, that's going to reduce my capability, or people are going to see me in a diminished manner, which is not true at all.
But you've always been quite open about discussing mental health.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think that's something that's important for musicians. And right now, it's very current because there have been a lot of deaths in the music industry related to mental health. And so it's exciting and wonderful that you're bringing this initiative in and you're using it.
Thank you.
You know, and also something that, you know, over here in the UK, we might not know enough about the fact that it's, you know, such an epidemic, I guess, in India, that people are suffering and then no one's helping them. So tell me a little bit about what Empower do.
Yeah, for sure. So we have a center, a holistic center, which so we provide the psychologists, psychiatrists, different types of therapies, alternative therapies, so like pet therapy, art therapy, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You can just walk in. And then we have like the movement side of things where we, you know, have cyclothons and, you know, raise awareness and stuff like that. And then we have another section which is for children who can't really afford services. So for them, it's more education. What is mental health? Why is it important to keep a healthy mind, importance of exercise, stuff like that. And we can see a huge, you know, there's a lot of progress that we've seen with Empower.
Well, I think it seems like it can't go wrong to do that, you know. It can't. This kind of initiative can't go wrong because all you're doing is teaching people to because a lot of people aren't aware of it.
Yeah, no, totally. I think the tough part initially was no one used to come in to the centre. Too much stigma, right?
Yeah, because once you go in, then everyone's going to say, well, that so-and-so went in.
Exactly. But that's changing, and it's very heartwarming to see that that's changing.
Do you have a lot of young people that go?
Yeah, many, many. I don't quite know the details because it's all confidential. But from, you know, the vibe that I get, I think it's mostly young adults.
And a good thing to note that it is confidential and that it is something totally. That people can do without the stigma of people judging them.
Yeah, absolutely. Completely confidential. I have, even though I founded it with my mom, I have no idea of any of the stories or what people go through or even who goes in, really.
Yeah, because you shouldn't, because it should be personal.
Yeah, absolutely. That would be very incorrect.
And you've got, basically, I'm a bit overwhelmed by all the things you've achieved. You were one of Forbes Asia's women to watch in 2016, Miss Vogue's 28 Geniuses Under 28. You also launched the, and I want to pronounce this correctly, the Svatantra.
Oh yeah, you got that.
Yay! A microfinance organisation that helps empower rural women. I mean, what can, is there anything you can't do? Like, can you not ride a bike? Or, like, is there anything really simple that you're just rubbish at? Because you've got to have something.
Yeah, a lot of things.
No, I think, a lot of things. I don't believe you at all. These things are so incredible. How does it feel to have achieved all this so young?
I don't know. I still think I'm very underachieved.
Oh my God, now I feel like I need to really pull my socks up. You are incredible. All of these things are so exciting. You know,
I think there's a long way to go. I think
that's good though, because you should always strive for the next thing.
I think that's what I meant to say, that very humbled by everything that, you know, that's happened and what the achievements, you know, whatever has happened so far. But I want to achieve so much more with my music, really. I want to sort of cross the boundary and, you know, really make it in the UK and then, of course, around the globe, hopefully.
Yeah, so
step by step.
In terms of the UK, are you going to do some gigs here? Are you going to organize? Are you going to be doing anything over the summer?
So basically, I am signed with Universal Music as a group, India, because I'm Indian.
Yeah.
But Circles was a co-release with Island UK.
Mm-hmm.
So Island, which is a dream because I love Amy Winehouse, and she was signed with Island, so it's absolutely,
we love Island as well. We had Post Malone, who signed to Island as well,
absolutely
in the UK.
Love, I love Post Malone.
He was on the show as well.
And so there's going to be an EP that drops with Island, so super excited about that. I've been in studio a lot, in fact leaving for Atlanta day after.
Wow.
For studio sessions. So yeah,
busy lady.
Five songs. I love being in studio, absolutely love it.
Is there any artist that you'd really love to work with that you'd like to reach out to?
I love Ray.
Ray?
I love Confidence.
She's been in here loads of times.
Really?
Yeah. Shouts out to Ray, who I think's dropping some more music very, very soon.
I can't wait, because Waleed.
Confidence is wonderful.
Love.
Oh yeah, Waleed.
So I for Circles, the acoustic version, which is going to be out very soon, which has a little bit of an Indian touch, 2 days ago, I recorded a music video with Waleed.
Oh, because he did the Confidence video, didn't he?
Yeah, exactly. So it was all a big coincidence because I loved the song, and then I was like, oh, Waleed, and then I was like, oh, he sort of, you know, directed Confidence as well. So it all really came together very coolly.
Oh, wicked. Well, shouts out to Ray, because Ananya wants to do, let's get in the studio together, girls. Come on.
That's very kind. Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming in. We're going to play Circles now.
Awesome. Thank you.
And would you mind introducing it for us?
Absolutely.
Go for it.
Okay, awesome. Hi guys, this is Ananya, and you're going to be hearing my fourth single, Circles. It's about me and my best friend and the relationship that we have, and I hope you guys enjoy it.
Woo!
Remember all the early days, yeah? Staying up till 3 a.m, yeah. Falling out of love together. I'm thinking it will last forever. Been through everything. You've seen the worst of me. You never, ever, ever let me down. Pieces fell apart, but it never scarred. I'm gonna be the one to say this loud. Wanted you to know, without you I'll be running in circles, running in circles.
wake up tomorrow. Nothing is certain. Been through everything. You've seen the worst of me. You never, ever, ever let me down. Pieces fell apart, but it never scarred. I'm gonna be the one to say this loud. Wanted you to know without. Of me, you never, ever, ever let me down. Pieces fell apart, but it never scarred. I'm gonna be the one to say this loud. Wanted you to know.
Thanks to Ananya for that. That was her track Circles. Now, it's nearly time for the end of the show, but before we go, we are going to be doing our Champion of the Week. Double up-and-coming duo now for you guys. So, this week's Champion of the Week is going to be SG Lewis and Claro, because they are releasing a song together tomorrow. I've actually got a little clip of it. It's called Better. I'll play that now. Hold on. This has literally just been gone out on their Instagram today. It's called Better. It's their collab that's going to be out tomorrow. And we're going to talk a little bit about both of the up-and-coming artists after this. That's all we've got, guys. You're gonna have to wait till tomorrow. So first up, let's talk a bit about Claro. By the way, that track is called Better and it's out tomorrow. Claro has been sharing music online since she was 13. I was literally just picking my nose at 13. I don't know what all these kids are doing. Pretty Girl shot her to fame in 2017 after going viral because it was featured on the compilations album for the blog Lasai. The video you might have seen, because it went really viral, was her in her bedroom on the webcam, just kind of dancing around, having a bit of fun. It's got over 17 million views. It's a proper YouTube generation video. I think she's a really talented girl and I'm very excited. That's why she's one half of this week's Champion of the Week. Her debut EP, Diary 001, is out. It was released on Fader label. It features Reggie Snow on Hello. Then we've got Flaming Hot Cheetos, which, by the way, if you haven't checked out the video for that, it is awesome. BOMD featuring Danny L. Hall, Forever, Pretty Girl, and How. She just announced her headline tour after admitting she isn't actually the most comfortable on stage, but she's currently very excited to be working on her first headline tour set, and she just finished touring with Dua Lipa and said it was an incredible experience. It seems like Dua Lipa's taking a lot of up-and-coming girls on tour with her and really promoting them, because obviously we've had Grace Carter, who was on the show. She toured with Dua Lipa. She's becoming a bit of a tastemaker herself these days. I want to play to you Pretty Girl, because this is the one that kind of got her all the fame to start with. And then you should go and check out her EP, Diary 001. And tomorrow, of course, Better will be dropping. But first, let's hear a bit of Pretty Girl.
I think it was about
Pretty Girl, Clairo, big fan of that tune. It's really like the new generation. I feel like she's like the new Lana Del Rey. Do you remember when Lana Del Rey dropped her first track and it was that YouTube sensation and everyone was like obsessed with it? I feel like that is one of those. Now, up next, we've got SG Lewis. He is our next champion. Obviously dropping a massive tune with Clairo tomorrow. He just did an awesome feature with Wonderland magazine, which you can go and check out now. He talks a lot about his music and what music means to him. But even better than that, I had a chat with him a couple of weeks ago because he released Dusk, one third of his debut album, Dusk, Dark and Dawn, which are on their way later this year. He broke it up because he felt like 18 tracks was too much to process at once. So they're a trilogy of albums. And he's also going to be doing a trilogy of films to go alongside each little mini album. But have a listen to this little chat we had about stardom and how he was sort of a bit uncomfortable at first. I'm joined by the wonderful SG Lewis.
Hi.
Performing live, how do you find it? Are you a nervous person? Or?
Yeah, definitely. I think that the more accustomed I come to being on stage, the more comfortable I get up there. I am by nature a prangy, kind of nervous person. I'm slightly introverted. I think all producers are in a way, you know, you spend a lot of time in the studio by yourself working on music. So initially being on stage was really out of my comfort zone and not really something I ever planned on doing. You know, when I was a kid, I didn't say I want to be a pop star. I said I want to be a producer. I want to sit in a studio and be behind the desk.
I want to be on my own.
I had no aspirations to be in the spotlight. So pretty weird that I'm now like doing an artist thing, but it's been cool and it's made me come out of my shell socially and has grown confidence in myself.
Sick. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. And keep it locked.
Lovely. What a babe. Such a sweetheart. So that's SG Lewis having a little chat about life as a big old celebrity. Now, when I chatted to him, we talked a lot about his heroes. He's a big fan of Pharrell. I'm just really excited about SG Lewis because he is a really wonderful guy and he's making some incredible music. He's been mentored by Calvin Harris, hanging out with Pharrell. By the way, I told you this a little while ago when I went to see Dave in LA. I bumped into SG Lewis and he was telling me how he's been writing for Dave. I think he writes for a lot of artists. He's signed to PMR. And this first part, Dusk, of his 3-part album is really good. I think he's dropping the video for it very, very soon, the little short movie about this album. So make sure you go and check it out. I'm just a really big fan of his. We're going to play one of his tracks now just before the end of the show. This is Tides featuring Cartel. If you haven't had a chance to check out his album, go and read the Wonderland interview and have a little look at him because he's wonderful. He's a lovely guy. Excited for tomorrow. We'll play the track on next week's show, so don't forget to miss out. Don't miss out next week at 4. We'll be playing the track that's coming out tomorrow. But this, in the meantime, is our two-part champion this week, Clairo and SG Lewis. This is his track, Tides, featuring Cartel. SG Lewis, Tides featuring Cartel. They are champion of the week. Him and Claro dropping a track tomorrow. It's called Better. You better be watching out for it because it's going to be sick. We'll play it on next week's show. Thank you so much to everybody for listening and all of our incredible guests. Caswell, Folly Ray, Dakota and Ananya Berla. Now, last but certainly not least, Teyana Taylor is going to be my final track. Hurry featuring Kanye West. Apparently she's doing a joint album with Ty Dolla $ign. She's obviously signed to Good Music, which is Kanye West's record label, through Def Jam. She's also featured on Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, and she stars in her own VH1 reality show with her husband, who's an NBA player. Her second album, Keep That Same Energy, KTSE, is coming June 22nd, and it's produced by Kanye West, so it's set to be quite a good album, I think. This is a track that she released featuring Kanye. I just listened to it and I thought, this is a sick tune. Have a lovely rest of your Thursday. We will catch you next week at 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio, and don't forget to listen back on the website www.fubarradio.com. Have a lovely weekend, guys.
Keep your eyes all on this fatty. If you like what you see, take hands and grab it. Hurry, hurry. Like all this room magic, ride it automatic till the sun come up. Boom, early, 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 early.
Bad Trinidadian, need to let daddy in. If I need to spend some cash, fuck it, then I'm zaddied in. She in love with a man she can't be with, but she know that pussy gon' leave him seasick. Every time she rhymes, she get treated like the sidekick. And to that side chick, when it got some side dick. Sun-kissed princess, gold toe ring. Smack a lip gloss, backside swole thing.
Keep your eyes all on this fatty. If you like what you see, take hands and grab it. Hurry, hurry. Like all this room magic, ride it automatic till the sun come up. Boom, early, 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 early. I don't know no patience, got no more time to wait. Serious, need that one or two or three or more times after full play. Rock it, rock it, rock it, rock it, shit blasted a Jimmy Neutron. Time to fuck me good with them Jimmy shoes on. I can't wait till you all on me, yeah. You know I love it, love it, love it, love it. Put your eyes all on this bag. If you like it, just take it and grab it. Hurry, 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 hurry. Then I get like all this room magic. Ride it automatic till the sun come up. If you like what you see, take hands and grab it. Hurry, 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 hurry. Then I get like all this room magic.